Hi, Hevra. I want to welcome you to this new and monumental and holy undertaking, or this segment of this new project called Keshe Letzadik. That was the brainchild of some Hevra who are themselves tzaddikim, and who want to be mezakeh all of us with the light of the tzaddikim, which we need so desperately at the end of time. So Keshe Letzadik. That's what this is about. And now we're going to spend just a few minutes trying to enter into the world of Tzadik Yisad Olam, the Or Shiva Siyamim, Rabbeinu Shnei Zalman Miliyadi, Schus Yilena, the Balatani, the Alter Rebbe. So I was asked to say a few words, Chavdala Teves, the Alter Rebbe, the Balatani, Rabbi Shnei Zalman, and I can only share with you some of the Hergeshim for a few minutes that I have. This is something which is very, very personal to me. I would say that at the earliest point in time when I began to learn Chassidus, it really was completely, completely Tanya and Likutei Torah and Torah Or. And from there, I moved to many other, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. But that's my tal, the do, that gave me life, that mamash gave me life, when I was at that point in life where I was searching. Let me explain a little bit what the search was about in Ruchnius and why and how the Alter Rebbe came to rescue, to save me, and has saved, I believe, the world. So let's begin when he was born. I was talking to a chevra. I was fabrenging Yutes Kislev with a chevra here in New York, and I discussed this a little bit. There are many stories surrounding the birth of the Alter Rebbe and where the Baal Shem Tov was at the time and what the Baal Shem Tov said at the time and even before the time that he was born, and interactions between the Baal Shem Tov and Reb Baruch, the father of the Balatanya. The Rebbe Ryatz wrote a great deal about this. But we do know that it was on Wednesday, Chai Elul, near Tav Kufay, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh came back from the mikveh that morning in a very, very elevated state, a tremendous simcha. And he davened for the Amid, even though it was a weekday. He was davening with the Nagunim of Yontiv. There was no Tachanun. And after davening, the Baal Shem Tov said, and Yom Revi, on Wednesday, Mittwoch, of the week of Kumi Ori, which was the Haftarah of the week of Chai Elul, that a very, very remarkable Neshama Chadash, a new Neshama that's going to illuminate the world, has now descended, and he will illuminate the world. He Mi'iras Einenu, B'Teres HaNigla, U'B'Teres HaNister, the revealed Torah and the hidden Torah. And that, of course, is what is hinted at in his name, Shnei Or, these two lights of the revealed Torah, Torah HaNigla, and Torah HaNister. There's a story that I've told many times over the years that encapsulates what this is about, which brings out this Nakuda of Shnei Or. We all know that the Alter Rebbe's Nigla, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Avni Nezer, the Rechaim, and the Mishnah Berurah, and all the Achrayim looked up to the Tanya, the Baal Tanya, as the Rav. Rav Tanu Upalig, the Avni Nezer said about him, the Rechaim, other tzaddikim, when they spoke about the learning, the Nigla, of the Alter Rebbe's Chus Yilena. in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and how the Shulchan Aruch Rav is a very, very basic, important yesod in the Piskei Halachos of the Mishnah Berurah, and other Achrayim, and all the Achrayim. But aside from that, to understand what's this inyan of Nistar and Nigla, the two lights that the Baal Tanya brought to the world. As I said, somewhat autobiographically, that for me, I felt pulled in those two directions. Ki'ilu, those were two separate directions, that there was a part of me that was pulling very, very strongly to be completely immersed in the world of Nigla. And that's what I was doing all the early years of my life. I was completely shakur, invested in Shas and Poskim and so on. And I loved it, and I still love it with a passion. And that's what I was doing every moment of my life, that I had to learn, and I was learning. And I enjoyed that. But on the other hand, I had tasted of the sweetness. I began to taste of the sweetness of the other part of Torah, of Nistar. And that was pulling at me in a very, very strong way. And I felt that I was being torn in two, that ki'ilu, I had to make a decision what to do with my life. Either I'm going to be completely in the world of Nigla, or I'm going to throw myself completely in the world of Nistar. And I felt that I was stuck in this conflict with these two parts of Torah and these two parts of myself, and I didn't know what to do. And the story that I've told many times over the years of when the Alter Rebbe was in Shklov. Now, Shklov was one of the main centers of Hisnagdus, the Alter Rebbe, and the Chassidus. In Shklov were very great Rabbanim, the Talmidim of the Gra. And even though the Alter Rebbe went there to see the Chassidim, it was not considered friendly territory, we'll put it that way, as far as Chassidus was concerned. Nevertheless, the Gedolim of Shklov had tremendous derech eretz for the learning of the Baal HaTanya. And because of that, the Gedolim of Shklov, the Misnagdish Gedolim of Shklov, arranged for Kabbalas Panim. And all of these great men of Shklov came to meet this luminary, this tremendous Talmud Chacham, this Gaon Olam that they had heard so much about, Rabbi Shneur Zalman. And we're told that many of them had tzetlach, little notes prepared in writing and in their heads, notes of questions that they wanted to ask by way of talking and learning, but also to see who was this man and to see whether it's true that what people say, that he's so great in learning, that his Torah is so great, and to get a sense of who he was. And they gathered together, and they showed tremendous derech eretz to the Alter Rebbe when he came in. And everybody was waiting, and the Baal Tanya looked around, and he said, Maronin v'Rabbanan, I know that you have many questions to ask, and I'm happy to discuss, and I'm happy to talk and learning. I love talking and learning. But let's first sing a Niggun. And we're told that the Alter Rebbe began singing his Niggun of the Bavas, of the four Bavas. And he was singing on and on. And you understand that the tzaddikim, these rabbanim, never heard anything like this or saw anybody like this in their lives. And the Tanya went higher and higher and higher. And he was taking this chevra of Rosh Hashivas, of rabbanim, on a journey that they had never been on. And when finally the niggun ended, the Alter Rebbe looked around, and you know, all of them had put their tzatlach away, the ones that they had written and the notes that were in their heads with their kashas, you know, and learning in the Gemara and Rambam. They put these tzatlach away. There were no longer questions. There were no longer kashas. Everything was resolved. And the Alter Rebbe said that I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, from Mr. Shemagin, that a nigun has the ability to be miyasha, to straighten out the akmumiyush b'leiv, all of the crookedness of the heart. A nigun can bring a person to a place where that crookedness is straightened. All of our kashas in learning, all of our kashas in life, are the result of the chet of the Eitz Hadas, of Adam and Chava, Gan Eden Mikedem. And we spend our lives with these kashas and trying to resolve these questions. There's a way to go to a higher place within oneself, to go to that nigun of oneself, and in that place, everything is clear. The nigla and nister in a person's life merge together. It can't necessarily be explained intellectually or rationally, but this extraordinary mind, this genius of geniuses, the Alter Rebbe, somehow released into the world or brought into the world a genius of the heart, a genius not only of the mind but of the soul, and the nigun somehow is able to create a bridge between the mind and the heart. And when you come to that place, you reach a place that's beyond. And in that place, there's no contradiction between nigla and nista. There's no contradiction, chas v'chalila, not between nigla and nista, not between shemayim and aretz, not between the mind and the heart. I could spend years and years going on, but this is supposed to be just 8 to 10 minutes, and I see it's already 11 minutes, so I apologize. So let me just end with what happened when the Alter Rebbe is nifter. So his son, the Mittler Rebbe, was not there at the Histal, because his son was in Kremenchuk. And I don't know how long afterwards, maybe it was a few days, but whatever time passed until word was able to reach the son in Kremenchuk, when the Mittler Rebbe heard that his father was nifter, he fainted, he passed out. And everybody got scared, and they brought him, they tried to bring him about, to wake him up, and he fainted again, and this happened a few times, they didn't know what to do. So there was an old man over there, one of the Zakenim of the Chassidim, and he instructed the Chevra that was there to bring into the room a box. In that box there were Ksavim, there were writings of the Alter Rebbe, that the Mittler Rebbe had with him, the Kisvei Kodesh of the Alter Rebbe. And the Mittler Rebbe, they tried to wake him up, and when he opened his eyes, the old Chassid said quickly to bring the box, to bring the papers before the eyes of the Mittler Rebbe. And the Mittler Rebbe looked at the box, and he saw the writings. And he gave a shri, a scream, and he said, Merhoben b'dvas tzuleim. We have with what to live. We have a reason to go on. We have something that will give us life. So on Chav Dalateves, Chava, let's thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us life with the two lights of the revealed Torah and the hidden Torah. Teros Amogin Lanu, Hi Me'ira Seineinu, the Or and the Chiyas of who we are. Rabbi Shnei Zal Milad, Yischus Lenu, Kol Yisrael, Amen, Amen.